Christmas at the Little Cottage on the Hill, written by Emma Davies and read by Alison Campbell.
Chapter 1. Maddie had been staring out of the window for at least the last 15 minutes. It was ridiculous to be as excited as she was, but she couldn't help it. She'd always been that way about Christmas, and she was about to enjoy her first at Joy's Acre. The kitchen was blissfully warm and suffused with the smell of sliced oranges and cinnamon coming from a pan on the stove. At the sound of wheels on gravel, she flashed Trixie a huge grin and shot through into the hallway and out the front door, practically running across the courtyard to where Seth had just manoeuvred the pickup truck into its usual spot. She let it come to a complete stop before opening the gate and hurrying through. She opened the cab door and waited impatiently while Tom climbed from the passenger seat. "I thought you'd never get here," she said. "Talk about keeping a girl in suspense." Seth emerged from the other side of the truck. "It took rather longer than expected," he said, grinning at Tom. "I swear this tree is even bigger than the one we had last year. Are you sure it's going to fit?" Tom pulled on a pair of thick leather gloves. "I think we're about to find out." He moved to the rear of the truck and let down the tailgate, turning his head to one side as the branches of a huge 12-foot-tall tree brushed across his face. "Although we probably shouldn't worry. Angus will just pick it up and thrust it into the ground with his bare hands anyway," he joked. "There is that," replied Seth, nodding as a battered Land Rover turned across the parking area and pulled up beside them. "Speak of the devil?" Maddie turned and watched while the other vehicle drew up alongside them. She'd only met Angus the woodcutter once so far, and had been so in awe that she'd hardly said a word. He was quite possibly the biggest man she had ever seen. By contrast, he was also the most softly spoken, with a quiet and utterly beguiling manner that seemed totally at odds with his size. A couple of moments later, all four of them were standing at the rear of the truck, contemplating the task at hand. "Good morning, Maddie," said Angus. "Isn't she beautiful?" Maddie returned the greeting, nodding at the huge tree. "I can't wait to see it in place. It will be like our very own Trafalgar Square." Angus nodded. "Well, Summersmead Hall has provided the tree for Joy's Acre for quite a number of years now. It will look beautiful, that I can guarantee. Did you ever see the tree in London when you were there, Maddie?" She beamed at him in excitement. "Every year," she said, "without fail. It wouldn't have been Christmas without it." She glanced at Seth. "In fact, this year will be the first in a very long time that I won't get to see it. But you know what? I don't mind one little bit. There's nowhere else I'd rather be."
"Then we must make sure she looks her very best, just for you."
Angus laid a huge hand on the tree trunk.
"Gentlemen, are we ready?"
He tugged on the trunk and the tree slithered gracefully from the back of the truck onto the ground.
"I'll take the thick end," he said. "And if I might suggest, Seth, as the shortest among us, that you go in the middle, leaving Tom to take the top end. If we can get her up on our shoulders, it will save the branches from snagging on the ground. If not, gently does it, please."
Seth grimaced at Tom as Maddie smothered a smile. Not only was Angus about 6 inches taller than even Tom, he was also very broad and muscular from years of working outdoors. He completely dwarfed them all.
"And one last thing," said Angus, directing a look at Tom. "No swearing, please. There is a lady present."
But his words were delivered with a wink, and Tom just laughed.